Presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Dodankwa Ekufuado, has assured Ghanaians he will not disappoint them if given the nod on December 7. He said the party has a well-thought-out plan that will move Ghana from economic stagnation to prosperity. He said Ghana is headed for doom under President Mahama, and Ghanaians need to rescue the country by voting massively for the party. Nanado was speaking at a mammoth rally at the forecourt of the Trade Fair Center to mark the end of the party's 2016 campaign. Bright Intrama has more.
There was no space at the forecourt of the Trade Fair Center as thousands of supporters massed up to witness the climax of the MPP 2016 campaign. The roads in front of the Trade Fair Center were occupied, hindering vehicular movement. Nanado, who has been campaigning for months on his One District, One Factory policy, resuscitating the NHIS, establishment of a Zongo Development Fund, $1 million for each constituency, among others, said these ideas are not mere political rhetoric, but a bond that he has signed with Ghanaians. He appealed to the electorate to give him a chance to steer the affairs of the country.
I am not going to disappoint the people of Ghana and turn my back on them. We are coming to work for the progress of our nation so we can lift our people up and bring and build a new Ghanaian civilization that is going to be the light of Africa and the wonder of the world. That is the task that is set for us to do. Liberate our nation from poverty, backwardness, and disease, and move it into the realm of progress and prosperity.
Vice Presidential candidate Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia was hard on the government, describing the Mahama-led administration as incompetent.
We need change. We need change because over the last 8 years, this NDC government, under a leadership most recently over the last 4 years under President John Mahama, this NDC government has demonstrated without any question that they are the most corrupt government in the history of this country. And they are a very incompetent government at that. The MPP in 8 years had resources of only 20 billion Ghana cedis. You saw social intervention, national health insurance, free maternal care. We pay teacher training allowance. We pay nursing training allowance. Then you have this Idebikeke government. After 8 years, they have had more resources than all governments from Nkrumah to Kufuor put together.
The former trade minister in the Kufuor administration, Alan Chemanting, said the MPP is the only party that has the power to create jobs.
Yentia, MPP abresono na wasetina mu yano enchese bi efrisu na ba yo eyenhyehye pa MPP under president Kufuor ye di ba ye enutina na wasetina mu yano de di kan ehyehye ye di ba ye e di ahoto bra nipa say national health insurance. Say wukwa wuna wukwa wu free. Say a year school feeding program. Say no man is share the bayano. And no netikaya. A man who top by Ghana.
Former youth organizer of the PNC announced his defection to the MPP. He has subsequently written to the PNC to inform them about his decision. APC's General Secretary Razak Puku and their Vice Presidential candidate Emmanuel Bartels were on stage to endorse the candidature of Nana Akufo-Addo.
Brighton Trammell's report.